This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
Bottom of the barrel Halloween food. I'll start. I'm ready to make people mad here. Smarties?
No.
Whoa.
No.
Who needs Smarties?
I'm not.
You're offered a lifetime supply of Smarties. It's a silent auction. You're at a golf tournament. There's a lifetime supply of Smarties. How much would you bid for that?
I'd bid $300.
$300? You know what? I'll take $300 from you right now, and I'll give you Smarties every day. And by day six, you'd be like, I've had the previous five packs. I haven't opened them yet. I can't decide if it's crazier that you ate a Cobb salad in a movie theater or would pay $300 for a lifetime supply of Smarties.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the Home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hey, everybody. What a great day we've got on the way. Beautiful weather. We're going to have a Bills game to talk about. We think. 46 right now. Sunny. High of 79.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Jeremy and Joe, the whole gang's here.
I am wearing shorts. I can confirm. Josh? Yes.
Wow. Oh, four
all
for
the way
four.
Around.
The first day of summer is here.
Is that the first?
4 of 4. This is like
it's the summer version of the groundhog seeing a shadow.
That's right. 4 for 4.
If all four of us are wearing shorts, that's the official beginning of summer.
Yeah, because it's 46 right now, but we're all quite confident it's going to be worth wearing shorts by the time we get out of here, which the temperature at 10 a.m. is 65, and by 11 it's 69, and by noon it's in the 70s. So good.
Yeah, awesome.
Hi, how is everybody? How you doing?
Good.
Exciting weekends, anything?
Yeah, I had a multi-day bachelor party in Ellicottville, just hanging out,
nice.
You know, outside by the fire and stuff. That was the other reason. If you're outside, you know, all day during the weekend wearing shorts, you can't go back to pants at this point. You might as well just put them away. By the way, speaking of that open, so there were a million, like, you know, the guys buy groceries or whatever for snacks throughout the weekend. Sure enough, what is the one candy left at the bottom of those giant candy bags every time?
Smarties?
Baby Ruth.
Oh, okay.
Every time. It's always Baby Ruth. I was fighting with them at this thing. Like, you know that's going to be the last thing at the bottom of that candy bag. And sure enough, tons of Baby Ruths. As far as the eye can see. It's all that was left.
I'm going to go ahead and this might be controversial. Baby Ruth is not that bad, but
no one ever gets excited over a Baby Ruth.
I would agree with that. I think it just needs kind of like a rebranding as something else.
Yeah.
Because
it could just need a new wrapper. Get the bright red Kit Kats and yellow Butterfingers next
white.
To it.
Yeah. Baby Ruth. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Well, but it was a fun weekend.
Nice.
It was a little cold on like Friday, but the rest of it, like Saturday was beautiful. At least where I was. Yeah. Ellicottville was beautiful. So
we went to Paw Patrol Live.
Nice.
That was part of our weekend.
Yeah. Saw that. How was that?
I'll give you the full review.
Yeah.
We did that. These two played some golf on Friday.
Nice.
Josh and Owen played golf on Friday. I snuck in about 8 holes.
Okay.
Here and there, just like, you know, in between events.
So Friday, and we'll be playing here, then the Par for a Purpose coming up next a week from today, right?
Yep.
Holiday Valley, we played a scramble tournament with the guys that were there. Three teams of four. Question on a scramble ruling.
Ready.
I hit, so we're on 14, whatever, doesn't matter. It's a par five. That's the important part. It's a par five. So we all hit our drives. We don't take my drive. So now we're all hitting two, and we are probably 240, 250 from the hole, and I hit best shot of the day, rolls right past the hole, misses it by like this much. If that had gone in the hole, would I be allowed to tell people I have an albatross?
You hit the drive?
No, I didn't hit the drive, though.
Then definitely no.
But I hit the 250-yard shot into the hole.
Yeah, doesn't. I mean, that you'd be able to say I holed out from 250.
But I can't say I have an albatross.
Not even close. If you hit the drive, yes.
The drive, though, wasn't even like that.
But
it is different.
You got to hit the shot. You have to hit the drive. Not only
I have to hit the previous shot.
Yes. Not only that, I might even go so far as to say you have to hit your second shot before anybody else hits their shot. You hit the drive.
Why does that matter?
Because otherwise you get to see how the ball bounces off the green. Like if you take the... You watch everybody else hit the putt, and then you try to make the putt.
Yeah,
that's different,
right?
You're playing a scramble.
That's right.
You hit the drive and you hit the approach. I think the general rule is everybody let them finish it out.
I don't think there's anything though you could really change strategy wise though on a shot from that distance. That's just you're swinging away.
Well, maybe you see three other guys almost get it there because that's 250, but it's playing 220. And did you see how it rolled all the way up to the back? Like any information gathered by watching another shot is an advantage.
Anything.
Yes. But you definitely don't get an albatross unless you hit the drive.
But I would be able to say that I had hold out from 250.
Yep.
Hold out from 250. What would I say? So I'd have to explain that it was a scramble if somebody followed up with, what was that for? They'd be thinking I had a hole in one.
Right. They'd be like, oh, that's part of the scramble. Yeah. Yeah, it's tough because...
So it'd almost be more... we've talked about this with albatrosses. Wouldn't that be more impressive than a hole-in-one? But yep. I wouldn't be able to say that I had anything other than hold out from 250, which doesn't roll off the tongue. It's not clean.
Right. Holding out from 250 would be more impressive than a hole-in-one. Yes.
But not when you tell people.
But it wouldn't really mean anything.
It would mean nothing.
Right. Unfortunately, yes.
Okay.
It'd mean you had a good shot.
I did have a good shot. We missed the eagle putt, but it was a good shot.
Yeah. Did you take the eagle putt?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. You couldn't.
It was like just off the green by the end of it. Sure. So yeah, I took the first one though.
Well, it's great day to golf. Anybody can get out there and golf. You can. By the way, like grab that.
And it's a major week, by the way.
It is PGA Championship.
Get fired up for that
at Quail Hollow. Later today, we'll talk about how Sepp Straka ripped the driver out of my bag. It's fine. It's fine. It's not a big deal.
Big Sepp.
Big Sepp Straka beating Shane Lowry there. And what else is going on today? We'll talk with, I believe we'll talk with Eric Turner of Cover One on like the Bills rookie draft class, rookie OTAs finished up, a rookie minicamp over the weekend. It is schedule week, and we have what we believe is the Bills opening on Sunday Night Football. It's just a generally held belief. Mm-hmm. It has not yet been confirmed. You've got some people saying like, oh, I've got my sources. I can confirm it's going to be this or this or this. And some of those people might be right. And other people might be playing the telephone game. But the chatter is Josh Allen's supposed to appear on the Today Show today. Sal had that from Patrick Hammer over the weekend on Friday. Have seen it in Sports Illustrated's SI.com. Mm-hmm. But all of it is the Today Show said he was going to be on. And I don't know there's any sort of, I'm at Today Show's website, ready to see, hey, here's what's coming up today. Josh Allen will be joining us. Have not seen that. So, of course, speculation is it would make total sense. Allen's there. He's going to talk about the schedule. They're going to talk about Haley's movie as well, which is doing very well. How is it planning a wedding? Oh, and by the way, you guys are going to play the Ravens on Sunday Night Football to open the season.
Mm-hmm.
I saw... Cowboys-Eagles has been reported as the kickoff game. I don't know if that's been confirmed yet.
It's got the one graph I look at puts a little V if it's rumored before the game and not reported, and I've got that as a little V.
Okay.
So it's a rumor.
Rumored, right, not reported. You've got some of these Twitter accounts to kind of
NFL
nerding or something like that.
Nerding on NFL, Aussie NFL accounts. The accounts that I follow for like 3 days of the year.
That's right.
And that's pretty much it.
And they've got about 3 days to have their fun, and Wednesday we get the whole thing. So by Wednesday we get the whole schedule. Thursday Howard will come in and pick the Bills, as is, of course, the greatest tradition.
Mm-hmm.
But here's a fun question. All right, let's just get right to the Sunday night opener. I think Sunday night opener makes total sense.
Yep.
Because it's NBC and the Bills as an opener, the NFL MVP, all that. Nobody has trouble with that.
Yep.
Then it's going to be, who would they open against? Chiefs, no. Too early in the year.
And there's a report that they're unavailable anyway. They'll be playing Friday in Brazil against the Chargers.
Would make sense.
Yeah.
That gives me my primetime lineup for the NFL on week one is Cowboys on Thursday, Cowboys-Eagles, the report, on Thursday, Chiefs-Chargers on Friday, Bills-Ravens, Bills-Bengals maybe on Sunday, and then Monday Night Football would have one or two as well. Like, it's a strong start. Maybe the Lions get Monday Night Football or something like that. So let's just roll with, okay, we think Sunday night makes sense. On Friday, Sal and I just talked about it for a minute or two, and I said I think the hottest Sunday night opener he didn't agree nationally, and I wouldn't even dispute this. But for me, the hottest one is Bills-Bengals. Mm. Bills-Bengals. If they were to put that up on the screen, like Ravens, like, all right, let's dance, Baltimore, let's go. Let's go, baby. We'll do this again, and we'll see what happens, and probably meet in the playoffs or something. But Cincinnati would be a different story. Mm. Cincinnati is, the Bengals are coming. Allen has not beaten Burrow. The Bills have never slowed Burrow down, really. Mm. And your new look defense gets its first test against that group. Like, to me, since either game would be amazing.
Yeah.
But Cincinnati, you might feel more confident about beating them. I've got a lot of new Bills defenders in this scheme against Lamar, if it's Baltimore, mm-hmm. you know, without getting too far down the road, which we might as well do anyway. I don't know who I'm hoping for. I just want to stand by. I do think Bills-Bengals to open is hot. Like, that is...
You think it's better from our perspective?
I don't know about better.
More than national?
I just think that the ooh is... There's more of an ooh than there is with Baltimore.
It's... Well, you said Sal disagreed nationally with that, because I would agree with that.
Yep.
Like, the allure of Lamar versus Josh is... Is it maybe even above anything involving Mahomes? Is that the quarterback matchup in the league right now people would want to see? The most people that would say, I can have one quarterback duel on a primetime game, don't they want Jackson and Allen right now?
I think the answer is still Allen and Mahomes.
Allen and Mahomes?
NFL.com ranked the top 10 games of the year, and they put Bills Chiefs number one.
That's right.
So, you know, Mahomes has not had the most productive last 2 years, but he's made the Super Bowl both times. And I still think it's Allen Mahomes is the number one rated game.
Mm-hmm. All right. I think it's close, though, at the very least, and I might put Jackson and Allen number one for that. So I'm more interested in the Bengals, but I feel like the majority of people would say Ravens and Bills. And, you know, like a little bit of, hey, confirm that you didn't get lucky to that game.
Yeah.
Like, let's see you do it again. Because that game last year, that matchup was a Ravens game beating down the Bills, but they were at home and, you know, whatever, on that blackout game that they had early in the season. And then the Bills deployed their strategy of, let's dare Lamar to make a couple mistakes throughout the game. He did. And then you still needed Mark Andrews to make a couple more. He did. And the Bills played a clean game like they did all season, and they won the football game. But they did not go out of there and look.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dominant.
No.
By any means, their offense, beginning to end.
Their defense, rather. It is funny. It's one of those things where the chatter about the Bills' defense letting them down this year in the Chiefs game, the defense was equally bad against the Ravens. I mean, was it 9 yards per pass?
Yeah.
And they got their turnovers.
They got their turnovers.
That's how they survived.
Right.
But ultimately, yeah, if they had lost to Baltimore, the offseason story would have been, again, you know, how the defense had let them down.
That's right. That's right. It would have been about the defense. So, but the Bengals, right, the difference with the Bengals is you just have not beat them yet. And that's where I would be more interested in Buffalo, Cincinnati. But Cincinnati, though, like, they're, again, like, Bills, Ravens, it's just like, here we go again, two titans of the league, and they were on top of the league last year, and they're both fighting to finally get over the hump of Kansas City. Whereas the Bengals are in a different bucket, I feel like, to start the year, which is just, can they just get back on top?
Right.
Can they reestablish themselves? That might be why I don't feel like they're perfect for week one against the Bills. Like, hey, get back to that top tier that I know you could be on and probably should be on before I'm throwing you right out against the Bills or against anybody like that, the Ravens in week one. Although this grid I'm looking at has that they believe both Baltimore, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh will all be on the road in week one.
All right.
Because of potential stadium conflicts.
Okay, so that puts one of those two here.
Yeah.
Cincinnati or Baltimore.
Good chance of it. Good chance of it.
Well, the thing I would ask about that, you know, is Bills Ravens too good for week one?
It would be the best week one game. But in terms of the quality of the teams, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It would have to be. I mean, there's not really many potential combos that beat that.
Last year, the Bills opened the season, you know, they're still the Bills. They didn't make the AFC Championship game, but they had lost to the Chiefs in another dramatic game, and they opened home 1 o'clock Arizona.
You know, like, yeah.
Okay. So you have great games, and they saved a better game for later in the season. And the Chiefs last year, where did the Chiefs open? They opened against Detroit, right? Detroit at home?
No, it was 2 years ago.
Okay.
Last year is, I mean, it's the Thursday night game off the Super Bowl. The Ravens.
Yes, that's right. Chiefs Ravens.
Isaiah Likely's toe was out of bounds, right?
That's right.
They lost the game.
Yeah. Yeah. Bengals open against the Patriots and lost 16. I'm just looking at last year's week one. Week one is Rams Lions.
That's where you'd want to play Cincinnati in week one because they're terrible in week one like the whole time Zach Taylor's been there?
Without going too far, I did want to say I'd feel better about opening against Cincinnati in week one than Baltimore.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Baltimore.
I'd rather have Cincinnati week one. Like, I think it's real. They're week one, like, it's every year. Every year they come out slow.
Yep.
Even past week one, like week one, week two. But if I were the schedule builder, I'd want Cincinnati to reestablish themselves before I am putting them, you know, on week one Sunday Night Football.
803-0550 is our number. 1-888-550-2550. So we've got NBC on the Today Show makes one announcement, and Allen will be there, reportedly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, you can't really find that anywhere other than people saying, the Today Show said it on Friday.
Yeah.
It's been kind of quiet since. I don't know. Maybe he's got some other scheduling conflict. Who knows? We'll see. I'm waiting for them to tweet it out. He's going to be here. Or show him in the green room. Or show, hey, look who's here. We got a schedule announcement to make. NBC is one of three networks to make an announcement today. So we don't just get this game.
Mm-hmm.
We get Fox and Amazon Prime both announcing select games today.
Yeah, Fox at 4 p.m. I saw, and Amazon at 6:30.
Okay, so I like that they announce it in their window almost, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess NBC is doing the morning, but Fox, 4 o'clock, maybe that's where you get to Thanksgiving. I mean, we could get multiple Bills games announced today. What if Amazon announces Christmas night? or right. Black Friday, or Fox does, you know, Thanksgiving with the Dallas Cowboys. So we could get multiple Bills games today. Then tomorrow, there are even more. Tomorrow, CBS is going to announce select games. So, you know, you get a slow trickle. And for those of you out there that think this is the dumbest thing ever, like, I get it. I don't have a problem with thinking this is all absurd.
Yeah.
But it does highlight how these games and these matchups, the league is a machine. And these matchups, of course, matter. What we think about where they are, when they are, what time of day, how much rest coming into this one. Oh, 2 days, a short rest against the Chiefs, blah, blah, blah. All this stuff comes into account. By comparison, you know, you and I have talked about this a little bit. The Premier League, they're just like, oh, here it is. And yeah. Oh, when are the two best teams playing? I don't know. Week 13.
I mean, that's how the NFL schedule used to be,
it,
right?
It really kind of did. Yeah, like here's the whole thing.
Yeah, it hasn't just been this event for long.
Right, because it used to be AFC's on this channel, NFC's on this channel, a couple crossovers, have a good time. See you later.
Right.
That's it.
Pretty much.
And now it's like...
Also, the Bills didn't... For our interest, they were never in primetime games, so there wasn't really anything to figure out.
That's true.
It was every game was going to be Sunday at 1 o'clock.
That's true. So now, so. Yeah, now it's like a Secret Santa pass out, like, oh, Amazon, shake mm-hmm. the box, let's see what you've got. Oh, Chargers, Chiefs, wow, Brazil, very good, congratulations. Yeah. So, yeah, we're going to get a bunch of that today.
I am still, did I miss something over the weekend? Like, again, I was unplugged for a lot of it, but I tried to check back in. There was no rumor about who the Steelers are playing in Ireland.
Minnesota's the rumor I saw.
Was the rumor?
Because
I saw Miami and maybe Washington in Spain, and the London games are all out there now.
What I saw, and this is something where, whatever, there was a leak about this, or if it's made up, fine. But it brought up an idea, and that is that Minnesota would go to Pittsburgh in Ireland and then the Browns in London back-to-back weeks. That what the NFL might want to try is not just having the Jaguars over there for two in a row, but have a road like Minnesota or a team say, hey, you're going over there, but you're going to stay for an extra week and play two road games in a row. So we want to see how that might work for NFL teams to try playing two in a row overseas.
Yeah, Ben Gosling, that covers the Vikings for the Star Tribune, said that he was hearing that the Vikings will play back-to-back international games this fall.
So that's... I don't know that a road team has ever done that. I mean, they're all road teams, right? The Jaguars have done that, back-to-back games over there. So this would be the first time a team goes and plays two different teams.
Yeah.
And maybe the league wants to know how the travel affected the Vikings versus the Browns, who are not there for 2 weeks. So... if that's the case, that's Vikings Steelers at 9:30 in the morning
or
in Ireland.
It could be. They've road games against the Steelers and Bengals or Steelers and Browns this year. Steelers host in Dublin. The Browns are in London.
Yep.
So is he saying those would be the two games, or Minnesota is hosting a game and then their road game would be one of those two?
No, he's saying those would be the
two games. Those would be the two
games. The Bills also have road Pittsburgh, road Cleveland.
Right.
And could have been considered for a team to. Hey, let's send the Bills on a two-week trip over there.
And that's where my excitement will die here, maybe. But listening over the weekend to Mike North with Sal and Matt from last month, which you should check out on Always Game Day in Buffalo, every time they brought up international, sounded to me like the Bills were going to be playing international.
Well,
like that doesn't have to be the case, and maybe at the time they were, and the schedule they weren't finalized yet, and then things develop the way they do, and they don't end up being whatever. But it was like three different times they talked about it. I'm like, man, he sounds like the Bills are playing international this year, but that might not be the case.
Who gets that game? Is that a standalone game?
Which one? The Dublin game?
Yeah.
Is that? I think it's YouTube TV this year.
Okay, so
like
that's...
I think it's a streaming game, though, I think.
That's the one they're giving for free. You can just watch it on YouTube for free.
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's not likely to be announced today, right? Okay. On the Today Show.
I don't think so. No. We have a good rumor today about it, another one, but
well,
I don't see.
I am doing all the investigative work I can. I'm now following the Today Show on Twitter. my first attempt to do that had me following the Australian Today Show, which.
That won't help you.
No, did not help.
In a year, it'll help you. For this.
Yes,
but not
when the Rams are out there.
Yeah, but not now.
Not right now, no. So we'll keep an eye on it. Bills and who? And
I mean,
will it be Sunday Night Football? Will it be something else they announce?
If he's not on, They'll still if he's not
they're still announcing a game.
Yeah, they're still announcing a game. Okay,
or,
great.
Yeah, a game or maybe two. Again, select games. Do you use this spot and only announce one? Do you announce two? If you're NBC, you can announce Sunday Night Football this week and in week seven or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to draw attention that you get the matchups, right? That's the whole idea.
Yep.
So we'll see what we get. Today's show starts, I learned this today, at 7 a.m. You'll excuse us. We're on again. This is competition, the Today Show.
I don't know. We don't often have the Today Show just on in here.
No.
In the background.
No, that's right.
So who hosts the Today Show? I couldn't. I could not tell you.
Savannah Guthrie.
Is Al Roker on the Today Show still?
Yes. I'm going to go with yes.
That was a pretty confident yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes. He's on the parades, right? I see him on the parades. NBC's parade coverage has Al.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, okay.
I always feel like the parade is an extension of the Today Show. But I could be wrong.
I'm just so unplugged from morning television. Like a week ago, not from this conversation, I know Today's show is NBC. Last week, I might have told you it was the CBS morning show.
Yeah,
which is Good Morning America, isn't it?
Just to find them, I found the hosts for the Today Show.
And
you guys. Savannah Guthrie,
bam,
Kristen Welker, Carson Daly, and Willie Geist.
Okay,
I've heard of one of those people.
I don't know who any of those people are. I'm sorry to those.
Carson
people.
Daly, I've heard.
Yeah, Carson Daly. Yeah. I know all those people. I think. Anyway.
Why, are you a morning television guy?
No, but all these people, I know Willie Geist from being on the news. Sure. Yeah, I know that guy.
Okay. I don't.
Actually, this is where you learn about me, that after the show every day, I log online and watch the Today Show
back
on delay.
He's DVRing it right now or at home.
Yeah, every day. I'm out of commission until at least 12 because I go back and watch the Today Show after every show. It's an incredible commitment on my part. Anyway, good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Josh and Owen are here as well. Hope you're having a great day. Happy Mother's Day out there to all the moms, and hopefully you and yours had a great Mother's Day, whatever it is that you did. And if that's Paw Patrol Live, we can talk about that because we did that. They had three shows on Saturday at Jay's Paw Patrol. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a crowd. It was packed?
Oh, yeah.
Holy cow.
Let me tell you. When there's that many people in a building and half of them are under the age of six, you get yourself a crowd. It was something else. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Kind of counting down until we get our first NFL game confirmed. And could that be the Bills? We sure think so. So if you want to give us a ring on the matchup you like or whatever, maybe Sunday Night Football to open the season, which would be pretty, pretty good. Jeremy and Joe, and your calls here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching. Phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.